Okay, let's start our discussion of Baba Kama Daf Samach Tes, and we are on Samach Ches Lama Beis as we continue in the world of Meruba, and we're in the sugyas of Yeyush. We just quoted a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether Yeyush is Kona or not. We had a couple of deyos about this over the past couple of dafim. We had back on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph the day of Rabbah, who had a suffix, whether Yesh is Kona Daraisa Durabanan, or if Yosef says Yesh is not Kona, even Durabanan. We had opinions that said Yesh only works with something else, right? Yesh is not Kona, but Yesh and Shini Rishus is Kona, as we discussed in the last year, how those two team up. And we had a machlokas on the bottom of Amun Aleph of Samaches Amun Aleph, where Rashi quoted there were three different opinions, whether Yesh is Kona or not. And now we had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish relating to the issue. Rabbi Yochanan says that after Yesh, one is still Chayav Dal Vehei, meaning Yesh is not Kona, while Reish Lakish says, no, Yesh is Kona. Reish Lakish Abay Patr, Chiyuv Alef Yesh, Avalacha Yesh Kona, Vishalohu Tovei Shalohu Mocher. So along those lines, Rabbi Yochanan asked the kasha from Reish Lakish based on the Braisa. The Braisa says that if somebody steals something at his makdish and then shechts it, and then he pays kefla not dal v'hei. So when is Yeyush? So the Gemara said if it's before Yeyush, then how can he be makdish it? The Gadav can't be makdish it. It's not his, as the drasha is ma beso shaloh av kol shaloh. So the Gemara says it must be it's after Yeyush. After Yesh is when he, the Ganav, can be Makdish. And the Gemara is Medayik from the Braisa that only since he's Makdish it does he not have to pay Dal V'Hei. But if he would have just had Yesh and not done anything, he would be Chayav Dal V'Hei, which is a Raya, says Rabbi Yochanan to me, that Yesh is not Kona by itself because he's Chayav Dal V'Hei even after Yesh. So the Gemara says, well, we misunderstood the Braisa. Really, the Braisa is not talking about where the Ganav was Makdish it, but where the Bailim was Makdish it. That's, we'll pick that up about 8 lines up from the bottom. Amalei, Hacham, Vayaskina, Goshik, Dishu, Bailim, Yad Ganav. The cases where the Bailim were Makdish it. And that's why the Ganav is not Chayiv, Dalet Vehei anymore. It's before Yeish, but now it belongs to Hektish. Says the Gemara, Mi Kadosh, but would the Bailim be able to be Makdish it in that type of case? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that he can't be? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, Gazav Alonis Yashua Bailim. If somebody steals something and the Bailim did not have Yeish yet, Shnehen Einan Yecholon LaHaktish. They both the Gazlan and the Nigzal cannot be Makdish it. Zelavi Sheina Shaloh, Vizelavi Sheina Bershuso. Rabbi Yochanan says you need Shaloh and Bershuso in order to be Makdish it. It's not Shaloh of the Ganav, it's not Bershuso in the Rishus of the Bailim, and therefore they shouldn't be able to be Makdish it. What does Rishus mean? So we mentioned also last time. Rishus might mean physical possession, and that's what the Nigzal does not have in this case. Also, it might mean control of destiny. Also, the Nigzal doesn't have that here. Right, what do you mean? What's the difference between control of destiny and physical rishos? What about the case we mentioned of the Balamar and others? If the Gazlan is ready to give it back, but he has not given it back yet. Or the language of the Gemara in Bamatziah, Efshalahotzio Bidayanim. He's not ready, but I know that I can bring him to court and I have enough proof to get it back. Is that already called Bershusi? Because I can do that? Or until I do that, it's not good enough. It has to be physically in my Rishus. And is that because it needs to be physically in my Rishus? Or until I take it out, there's a chance that he's not going to give it back to me. So all these definitions of what Bershuso means. But that's the Rabbi Yochanan's din. That here, how could the Gemara suggest that the Bailim were Makdishit? That's the case of the Braisa. It doesn't work because it's not Bershus of the Bailim. So the Gemara answered, maybe it's like certain Tanoim that say, you can. Pashtus against Rabbi Yochanan at this stage. Ami Hudamar Kitznuin, maybe Reish Lakish would answer like the Tznuin, Ditznan, the Mishnah says in Maaser Sheni, that the Tznuin did something when their produce was not in their Rishus. This Mishnah is not about being Makdish, it's about being Mechalel, and the Gemara is comparing Chilul, removing Kedusha, onto money in my Rishus, fruit that are not in my Rishus anymore. I remove that Kedusha and put it onto fruit, like being Mechalel, Maaser Sheni. So just like the Tznuin would say you could do that when it's not in your Rishus, so too they would say you can be Makdish if it's not in your Rishus. Amri, Hudamar Kitznuin, Ditznan, the Mishnah says that Tznuin, Meinichin Samos, V'Omrin, the case where somebody has a field of Maaser Sheni, and Ganavim stole it, and the Bailim has Rachmanis on the people who stole it. He doesn't want them to be eating mice or shady fruit outside of Yerushalayim. So he's mechalel hatsnuin meinichin es amos v'omrim kol anilkan mizeh yehe mechulel amos elu. Whatever was gathered today and is in the hands of the ganavim will be mechulel onto this money. So just like the tzuin say you could do that if the fruit aren't in your possession, so too the case of Hakdasha. That is the Gemara's suggestion. Okay, a couple of points to make. First on this later point, and then we'll go back to the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos asks, four lines from the bottom, how is there a comparison between Chilul and Hekdash? Maybe there's a big difference between them. Umiyu says Tosfos, Dvar Tema, Tehechi Medami, Hekdash Klal Chilul. How could you compare the two? There are different rules. Dilama lo yuchal achalal netaravai umayzer sheni shel chaver shel midaito. Chilul should be easier. Just because chilul can be done when it's not in your rishus, that's because it's easier than to be makdir something. I can be mechalal fruit of my friend shel midaito. Kivan dischusulo. Dizachin la adam shel b'fanav. It's a schus. I am making his fruit chulin that he can now eat wherever he wants. Zachin la adam shel b'fanav. Dami boyalon bein ben amudar. The only shaila in the darim is whether I could be mafresh for my friend from my friend. That's hatori mishel chaveiro for chaveiro. That's the shaila of whether you need his adas or not. But here I'm using my fruit. His fruit of kedusha abi mechalera to mine. Aval hacha v'chiyin tov lahem lo malaktim sheyichal osam abayla b'mashi yochlo b'lochilu. Isn't it obvious that it's a total schus? And therefore, what would be the negative? And you should say, Zachal Adam, Shalom Bafanav, by Chilul. But you can't compare that to Hekdish. And therefore, Tosfos leaves it, but Sarachian. Tosfos doesn't, Tosfos doesn't answer the question. He quotes, look at the Tosfos in Kiddushin. There is a Chiluk between the two. So the way the others, Tosar Ben Paris, Tosar Rush, answer the question that you have to say that the fact that the chilul would take place and have lower rules does not affect the equation. Yes, there might be differences in halacha, but that wouldn't affect the equation. Right? There still could be a chilek. When you're mocked or something, you're making it not yours. The Tosar Ben Paris tries to answer Tosas' kasha here, but that is an important ha'ara of Tosas, that it's not exactly the same, even though the Gemara compares the two. Okay, number one. Number two, other points to make here. If you look in the Rivash, there is a tshuva of the Rivash. Actually, we'll say that in a minute. Let's just finish the Shlichus and Zechia issues. The Avni Miluim discusses here when the Gemara says that Gazal Lotzasho Bailam, the Bailam cannot be Makdashit. Can the Bailam be Makna it to the Gazlan? Would that work? It's out of their rishus, therefore they can't be makdashit, but would they be able to be makdashit to the gazlos? The Avni Miluim assumes yes. The Avni Miluim, the Ksos, and Simon Chavches, Sif Yud Gimel, says that Umiyu, Legazlin Atzmo, Nire Devadai, Matzi Yohivlai. He'd be able to. The only problem that Rabbi Yochanan has is where the Bailam want to give it to a third party, Hekdish. But to give it to the Gazlan, he can. The Afagav, the Havili Dover, Shaina Bershuso, the Eno Yachol Litzno Lacher, even though you can't give it to a third party, Avala Gazlan, Atzmo, Matsiyoiv, that you can do. Why? De Logara mi Milve. De Havili Dover, Shaina Bershuso. There's no difference between this and a Milve. Somebody owes me money. That's not in my Rishus. Veino Yachol Akroso Lacher, Ella Bemai Mitchlashtan. And I can transfer that to someone else, except with the Kinyan Durabana and Abayim Shlashtan, if all three parties are there. Avala Hakdisho, Eino Yachol. Kamosha Gazav Harabanim and Machabas, but you can't be Makdashid. Afilu Hachilu Lova Atzma Matzi Machil. But I can be Mochila to the Lova. Vien Chilig Bein Matana Limachila. And there shouldn't be a difference between being Mochel something and giving something, meaning a Chiyuv and a Ba'en. That's what the Avni Miluim is emphasizing. Elo de Bemilva, Shayach Lashem Mechila, Ubechavis Lashem Matana. Omishem Hachi, Amra, Hain, Mahani, Tolagazan Azma, Mahani Nesina. That's the Avni Miluim. Yavagad de Bekadish Bemilva, Eda Mechudeshes, Hainu Mishadol Nasan La Hana'a Mechudeshes. It can't work by Kiddushin because Kiddushin has a higher standard. You have to give some type of new item now. Shekvar hein bershusa lahotzian. Avagazal, avagav derotzis ligzol, mikamakom hana isla, kishenosin la Hagzela. So the Avni Miluim says that there's no in this context where Rabbi Yochanan says he can't be the Bailam cannot be Makdishit, he would be able to give it as a matana to the Gazlan, even though it's a Ba'en, right? He compares it to Milveh. You can be Mochel on a Chiyuv. Can you be Mochel on a Ba'en? Right? You have to give a Ba'en. You can't just remove yourself. You have to be Makdin. But that's the Avni Miluim's suggestion. When it comes to this case, he would be able to give it to the Gazlan and the Ganav. That's based on that. The Achronim say after Avni Miluim, Shimon Shkuf here, in Simon Lama Dalad wonders, he says, so why didn't our Gemara suggest that? Why didn't the Tznuim, why weren't they just Makdin it to the Ganavim? Right, why are they just mocking it? And then, instead of being mechalal it, so just be mocking it to the ganavim, and then you can be mafresh from your own stuff. Zachal adam shlobafanav. Right, that's what the, Sotot Tosva says at the end. To make it into a pure zechia. So, that's the ahara of Reb Shimon Shkuf. If you look earlier in the Tosva, he also discusses the comparison between hektish and chilul. Now look in the, about the 15th line of Tosva. V'yim tomar, v'heichim adami hektish lechilul. There's another difference between them, besides the one that he brought up at the end. Shekemo sheyachol lechalel, ma shebiyar chaveiro, kein yachol lehakdish. V'halo af al pi shein yachol lehakdish peiro shel chaveiro, yachol lechalel hektish shel chaveiro. Just like I can't be makdish my friend's fruit, but I can't be mechalel my friend's fruit. It's similar to what he said later on. But then Tosva says, v'yishlo mar d'lo dummy. You cannot make that question to hektish me'achar shahukdash yotzei mirshus bailim ukamosha bailim yichon leftoso kamochin achar avakerem ravai abayim zakarim la'ocha. Okay, look at Tosfos. He also again discusses the comparison between hektish and chilul. Just one other general point, and that is the Rivash. The Rivash says in Shimon Shin Nun Tes that Rabbi Yochanan's din that the bailim cannot be makdish only applies to kedushas damim. But Kedushas Haguf, the Bailam can be Makdish. In other words, we've said numerous times that there are two types of Hakdasha. If I give it this table to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kedushas Damim. The Beis HaMikdash does not want this table. It doesn't have inherent Kedusha. It's not going to stay Shal Beis HaMikdash. They'll sell it and take the money. But let's say I'm Makdish a carbon, an animal to use as a carbon. I'm Makdish a Kli to use as a Kli Shares. That has Kedushas Haguf. That's inherent Kedusha. And that stays shell hektish. So there are differences in halacha between the two. Says the Rivash right here. Rabbi Yochanan says the problem, the idea that you're not allowed to be makdish it, that the bailam cannot be, is only by kedushas damim, not by kedushas haguf. Why is that? That fits into the thought of Reb Chaim that we mention often, and it's quoted by Reb Elchanan in Kedushin Intimate Membeis. It's quoted by the Berachas Shmuel here, and that is those two hakdashos work in different ways. Kedushas damim, I make it mamonos shel hektish, memela kedusha kicks in. But it starts off as a financial legal switch. That's why the Rivash says here, the bailam cannot be makdish it, because it is not in my physical rishus, and therefore legally I can't switch it financially legally. But what's kedushas haguf? Kedushas haguf, I'm not legally financially doing anything. I am just imbuing it with sanctity, with Kedusha, directly. Memela, once it has Kedusha, then it becomes Mamono Shel Hektish. But that I would be able to do, even if it is not in my physical Rishus. Rabbi Chanan says, if you look at it, he categorizes and formulates it as two opposites. Does the Kedusha cause the Mamon? Does the Mamon cause the Kedusha? V'tzarech Lomar, says Rabbi Chanan, this is in Siman Membeis in Kedushin, the hakinyan he betolda me hakedusha by kedushas haguf. The kiva da kedusha pashta nasav meila kulo kinyan gavoa. But says Rav Chanan yish lechalek be kedushas haguf le kedushas damim. The be kedushas haguf hakinyan hu mikoach hakedusha v'shayach bo pashta spreading. U be kedushas damim hakedusha mikoach hakinyan. It's the opposite. And he says, "V'nireish zehu taimu shalarush shehavi b'tshuvas harivash lechalek be'kedushas aguf lekedushas damim ledin makdish eno b'rshuso." That's what he quotes. That which we say only has a b'rshuso rak b'kedushas damim taviaknol legavawa kamo mechira lehedyo. Right? We mentioned whether hektish is called a mechira for dal v'hei. Well, it depends. Two different gemaras: ayin tes, ayin zayin, ayin vav. Right? Is it kedushas haguf that would not be called a mechira, Kedushas Damim would be called a mechira, because it depends what you are doing. But that revash fits into everything that we have said about that sugya. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, what's the case of the Braisa, according to Reish Lakish? It must be a case where the Bailam was Bakash and I. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Oh, what about Rabbi Yochanan's did? God loves Sashua Bailam. And we assume that everybody agrees to that. So the answer is, Reish Lakish must hold like the Tsnuim. Not true. That you can, just like you can be Bechal, Dover Shein, Bershuscha. So too you can be Makdash, Dover Shein, Bershuscha. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Vahare Chazra Karen Lebailam. But if we're talking about that the Bailam were Makdashit, then why should he even pay Kefel? Right? The Brisa says that he pays Kefel and not Dal V'hei. But if he was Makdashit, he shouldn't even pay Kefel. Why? Rashi, Ikshikdishu Bailam, Kefel amai Meshalem, Hare Chazra Karen Liyadam. It's as if the Karen is back in their hands. Why? Da Akdashua, Kalhecha de Isa. They were makdashah, whatever it is. The kefal lo mechayev al kishinim says biyad aganav shabo edim. Kefal is only mechuyav when it's found in the ganav's hands. Here it's in the hekdash's hands. If the hekdash would work in this case, so why should he be chayev kefal? You've explained so well about the dollar of hay. What about kefal? For a chazar karen lebailim, the karen should goes back. Answer kisha amad bedin edim came and you had amidas hadin before the hekdasha. And that's why he's chayef kefel. Says the Gemara, what exactly does Hamadas Hadin mean here? Hey chidami, ida amrit seitein lo, if the Bez that already told him, go and pay, not only did they decide, but they said go and actually pay, so my arya hikdish. So why does it say hikdish? That would be the prevention of dalad vehei. Afilo lo hikdish nami lo v'chayve. Even if the Bailam hadn't been makdashid, he would still not be chayef dalad vehei. Why? To Amar Rava, say Tainlo, if the Bez that already says go, pay, and then Tavachu Machar, and then the Ganuf is Toveach Lomocher Pater, he will not be Chayav Dalavehe anymore. Why? My time up. Kiva de Paskua Lemilsei, Vitavachu Machar, Havile Gazlan, Vigazlan, and Mishlan, Tashlumi Dalavehe. Once Bez says you have to pay, it's over. It's over and it's public. And if he would do anything now, he's a gazlan, he's not a ganef. And as we know, kefal and dalav v'hei only apply to geneva and not to gzela. And therefore, tzei tenlo, he wouldn't be chayev dalav v'hei even if the bailam hadn't been makdashit. Chayev atali tenlo, but if Bezdin hadn't gotten to that the second step yet, but only said, you are obligated to pay, that's our decision. But they didn't actually tell him yet, tzei tenlo, so then maybe he could still hide it or cover it up. And therefore, Tavachu Machar Misham Dashlumi Dalvehei, you'd still pay Dalvehei. My time, Akiva de Lopaskala Milsei, Akati Ganavu. He's still considered a Ganav in that case. So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Lotzricha Da'amin Lechayev Atalitin Lo. The Hamada Bedin that we're talking about here, that it's still in the Rishus of the Ganav, and he's still a Ganav and not a Gazlan, so that it must be a case of Chayav Atalitin Lo and not Seitein Lo. The Shita B'Gubat says has two formulations here about the difference between Seitein Lo and Chayav Atalitin Lo. Two svaras for the Chilak. He says, number one, V'tayma Demilsa, Mishum, that Seitein Lo Havi Gmar Din. Seitein Lo, it's done. Everything's finished. Hilkach b'chi amru lo tzeitein lo tavachu machar lo kaya le b'toras geneva ela b'toras gezela ubig zelo leka nashlumei dala v'hei. Fine. Aval chayiva talitein lo have gmar din. That's not called a full gmar din yet. Va'adayin hi etzlo b'toras geneva his chayiva le b'ticha mechira. Only when the case is closed do we say he is now no longer a ganav and not a gazlan. So even with the decision of Chayev Atalitein Lo, the case is not closed yet. The case is only closed when Bezdin actually gives the specific directions of what he needs to do. Not when they decide what he is going to do, but they have to actually tell him. And until that point, the case, the docket is open, the case is still going, and even though we know about it, it's public, but it's still the same case, and therefore he can still be called a ganav, not a gazlan. Says the Ravid. Also, the Shita here quotes the Ravid. Da Amar Rava Tzei Tein Lo B'Tovachu Machar Ena Mishalim Dalav V'Hei. Mipnei shehu kepikadon biyado gekvar yatsa b'toras geneva. Aval chayv atalitein lo, lo samchadayte, savar ma'ayne b'dino, ev yadayim b'toras geneva arishona womeid. It's more on a practical level. If he says, seitein lo, so I know I'm going to get it. Everybody heard that, the God of has to pay. So basically you're holding my pikadon now. But it's already mine. If the Bezer just says Chayiv Atalitim Lo, so the Baal Din still thinks maybe he's going to bring more Edim, maybe there's going to be other Zechuyos involved, so he's not sure that he's going to get it. Not just formally, that there's no Gemar Din, and the case is not closed, but the Rav says he's not sure, the Baalim are not sure, Lo Samcha Daite, and therefore the case is not closed. But not because it's a legal, formal reason, but because Lamaise doesn't think he's going to get it. Okay, Gufa, says the Gemara, fourth line. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, so now this din in general, Gazav Alonis Yashua Bailim, Shneim Einem Yechol Mahakdish. As Rabbi Yochanan says, if somebody steals and the Bailim did not have Yeos, then they both have a Chisaron. Zelafishin Shalov, Zelafishin Ebershuso. To be Makdish something, you need both. Interesting there, Rabbi Yochanan talks about Hektish. What about Mechira? We'll have to talk about that. Does Hektish have higher standards or lower standards? Well, it depends what. We find both sides. Sometimes Hektish has lower standards. The Mishnah Kiddushin, meaning to accomplish something. Ami Rasul Gavoa, Kimisi Rasul Hedyo. Just saying something might already be enough of a Kenyan. Ami Rasul Gavoa. So if you say that approach, that here, if Hektish requires Shaloa Bershuscha, surely Mechira, because Mechira always has higher standards. But on the other hand, sometimes there's more Chumras by Hektish. Not in terms of getting it to be hukdash, but in terms of other contexts. So we'll have to see. But Rabbi Yochanan, it's interesting that he dafka picked hektish to illustrate his din. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that he can't be makdash it here? But Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like stam mishnayis vitznan, and the mishnah says in Meiser Shadi Karam Ravai hayu mitzayin oso v'ksuzas ha'adama Karam Ravai. They used to designate and make up signs. They couldn't have a sign that says this is Kerem Ravai, but they used to separate it off and make sure people know that it's Kerem Ravai by putting kizuzos ha'adama, mounds of dirt. These are what mounds of dirt. They use different materials to surround different fields, and people knew the code. Right, so by Maaser Sheni, they used to put mounds of dirt. Why was that the siman used by Maaser Sheni? Simano ki adama, the siman is like, it's like dirt. Ma adama ika hana amina. Just like dirt, you can get benefit from, you use it to plant in, that's adama. Af hainami ki mifrika shirlis ahanuye butmena. So too Maaser Sheni and Karam Ravai. You can get benefit from that. You just got to do something to it. Just like dirt, you have to do something to. So to Karam Ravai, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Or be poted, however it is. But you can get benefit from it. That is Ravai. Interesting. Adama, right? Adama, the Maharal, in a number of places says, Adama is like Adam is from Adama. Right? Man is from Adama, right? Different than Behema. Why? Adama is exactly what the Gemara here says. It has potential. It's a raw material that you can plant in. And that's man. Man has so much potential. He's not born finished. Esav was born finished. Esav, Asu, Naaseh. But man, in general, is not born finished. He's like Adama, right? What does the Gemara say? Ika Hana'a Mina. There's so much that we can accomplish. Different than Behema, as Maral says, Behema is from the Lashon of Ba. In it, Ma is what is there forever. It is what it is. A Behema can't grow spiritually. A behema is born a behema. Okay, you have a small animal, and then it becomes a bigger animal. But really, right after a very short time, most animals are on their own, and they could fend for themselves. So an animal is an animal. Bama, what's there is in it. But a person is like Adam, it's like dirt, like the Gemara here says, that there is so much potential. So that's in terms of Karam Ravai. Let's do the whole Brisa, and then we'll come back. It's a Mishnah, and explained by the Gemara. Each phrase, each line here, explains the Mishnah. Vishal Arla Bacharsis. Arla was designated, everybody showed Arla fields surrounded by crushed clay. Charsis. Simonica Charsis, and the similar is like Charsis. Why ma Charsis? Shein anami, no? Just like broken earthenware clay you cannot get any benefit from. There's nothing to do with it. Afai, de lespe ana, mine, so to Arla. Arla's off limits. Aser bana, nothing to do with Arla, it is finished. We will have time to discuss the machshava behind Arla. Vishal kikvaros. What about putting up designations for a cemetery? Kfaros, you don't want Kohanim or a Nazir to go in. Besid, they use lime. Simana dechiver katzamos, because it's white. White bones are white. It's a mitzvah, a question, daraisa, derabbanan, to be mitzayin kfaros, right, to designate the kfaros so that other people aren't nichshal. Umamche v'shofech, and you dissolve the lime into water, and then you pour it on the perimeter. Kihechi denifritvei, so it's very white. So this is all the Mishnah as explained by the Gemara. Amrei b'shivim ben Gamliel, b'medvar mamurim b'shvius. All of these preventions are only required during Shemitah. To hefker ninu, because that's when the fields are hefker, people are walking around all over, so it could be that they're going to take some of the fruit by themselves, and therefore I have to put up signs to prevent them. Aval b'shar shnei shavua. But during the other years of Shemitah, when nobody should be taking my fruit without permission anyway, so then I have no obligation to put up signs. Hali teil l'rasha v'yamas. Which is a shas topic based on a pasuk. Let the rasha have it and die. Meaning, I don't have to prevent. If it's his fault, he's going into my field, then I don't have to have any prevention. Hali teil l'rasha v'yamas. Vahatsnuin, but the tsnuin, manichin es amos, but the tsnuin, the pious individuals, used to put money down the omrim, and they, even during other years, used to prevent. Kolanilkan mizeh mechula amos halalu. They put money down and were mechalel, any fruit that was taken, then it could be mechulal on this money. It's question mark, so that's a stam mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan, we said, holds, as the Gemara compared before, Chilul and Hektish, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're Makdish, Eino Yechola Hektish, Davar Sheinu Bershuscha. And we said that's against the Tznuin, but here we see a Stam Mishnah is like the Tznuin, and therefore, ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yochanan argue, how could Rabbi Yochanan hold like Stam Mishnah is, and how can he say earlier that Eino Yechola Hektish? So answer the Gemara, there's what to say, but we'll try to finish the flow first. And then we'll stop. And if you want to say, well, Tznuin is not a Stam Mishnah. In the Mishnah, when it says, that's going on the Tznuin also. So really, it's not a Stam Mishnah, and that's why. But still, Rabbi Yochanan, there's another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says anything in the Mishnah, we hold like him, with three exceptions. RFC and Arayach Ron are three exceptions to the rule, which we're not going to get to now. But other than that, we hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan says. So Rabbi Yochanan holds like Stam Mishnayis, or Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So either way, he has to hold like this, whatever the Tzduin are. So, Kasha, does he say that you can be Mechalo Makdish Dvarim Shenem Bershuscha or not? Answers the Gemara. Amri, Lotema Kol HaNilkat Mizeh, El Eima Kol HaMislaket Mizeh. Change the language of the Tznuin, according to Rabbi Yochanan. He does not say that the Tznuin are doing this at the end of the day, after the Ganavim took the fruit, and now he's being mechalalit to be a nice guy. He says it in the morning, knowing that they're going to take it. Kol HaMislaket, it's Lashon Asid, whatever they will take, I am going to make into chulin now. Rashi, sha'asidin lilkot. And therefore, the whole issue of tznuin is not a problem, because that's a case where it is bir shuscha. Good. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, not so much here, but we had it back in Mesefes Kiddushin, the relationship between Arla and Ravai. Rishon of Arla and Ravai, we know Arla is Aser Bahana. We know that. What about Ravai? Is Ravai Aser Bahana or only Aser Ba'achila? That's not 100% clear. If you look on the Rambam, in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, the Rambam says in Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, Misha Hayalo, talking about our case, Misha Hayalo Netaravai Bishnasa Shmita, Sheyad HaKol Shaveh. If somebody has Netaravai during Shemitah, and that meaning everybody's walking through the fields, Tzarech Litzayino B'Ksuzas HaAdama, you have to mark it off so nobody takes it, Kedeshe Yakiru Bo, so everybody knows and recognizes, Velo Yoch Lubi Manu, and they won't eat from it until it's redeemed. So does that mean, maybe, that the Rambam holds that Ravai is only Aser Le'echol outside of Yerushalayim, but Hana'a, you would be able to get. The Achila is the problem. And then the next line, Mimhaya Batok Shnei Arla, Mitzayin Azob Acharis, is Kadesh Yifr Shibi Menu. Right, that they have to know. And then he says, Beferish, She'im Tzayinu B'Ksuzas Hadama, Shem Yisparadu, She'isr Arla, Chomerhu, She'asura Bahana. He says it Beferish. Isr Arla is more Chomer, it's Asr Bahana, it's Asr Bahana forever. Vatsnuin, he quotes, V'nichet Esamos B'Shas HaShmita, and they get, he quotes the Tzua, that they prevent others from doing any Aveira. But other Rishonim, Tosfos in Kedushin and elsewhere, says that no, Revai is also Asur Bahana. What's the lumdis? The question is, how much is Revai a Hemshech of Arla? Arla is Asur, that's true. 3 years, always Asur. You can't be Poda Arla. What about Revai? Revai, you can be Poda. So does that mean that Revai is a totally different idea? And that as the Rabbab could say that Arla is Asur Bahana and Revai is only Asur Bahila? Or even though that's true, or maybe it's not true. Tosfos in Kiddushin, Lamed Ches. Where does it come up there? The Gemara there discusses the relationship between Arla and Kilei HaKerem and other halachas. If you remember the Gemara, we had this a couple of months ago. The Gemara said, in the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, on the bottom, Lamed Ches Amed Aleph, Shalosh Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael B'Kedisasan La'aretz. There are three mitzvahs that B'nai Yisrael were commanded when they went in. Chadosh, Arla, and Kilayim. And the Gemara compares, V'noheges B'Mars B'Mechutz La'aretz, they apply by both. V'hu Adin She'yinagu. And it's appropriate that these halachas apply in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael. The important line for us is that the Gemara says, Arla has two chumras. Arla has two chumras. What two chumras? And what's the kula that Arla has? Rashi says, it's not Asur La'olam. Ein Isuro Isur Olam, Demuteres B'Shana Revius. Arla is not considered Isur Olam because it's Mutar B'Shana Revius. What do you mean it's Mutar B'Shana Revius? That's Revai, that's not Arla. So Rashi is already emphasizing the connection between the two. And Rabbeinu Tam even says, in a different way, no, what Arla here, this Gemara means, is Shnas Revius. That's what it means. So again, that's rejecting the comparison, but accepting it in another way. Rabbi Tam holds that there's no hemshach between them, but the Gemara still could call Arla to fourth year fruit, which also emphasizes and reflects the connection. Again, this is a beautiful lundish topic, the relationship between Arla and Revai. They have different halachas. For sure, even a court, if you want to say there's a hemshach between them, there are different halachas in terms of whether they're pidyonable. Arla is usher forever. Revai is usher until something is done. But the question is, does that mean, is that a technical difference? Really, it's a hemshech, but there's an allowance here, or are they two different, or are they two different worlds? That's an important discussion. The other point I wanted to make here is Tosfos. Tosfos says, in Kol HaNilkat, towards the end, Tosfos wonders, can you be mechalel fruit while they're still attached to the ground? Is that possible? Asks Tosfos, second wide line. V'yim tomar, kivan di'esh chilul b'mechubar l'karka k'demash b'besamuch, if one is able to do chilul while it's still attached to the ground, lama hayu atznuin dochakin, lama lo hayu mechalel alakarim b'masachas. Why didn't they just be mechalel the whole field b'masachas? Right, if you could do chilul while it's still attached. The whole field. Just make the whole field, non-kadosh. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos says, Deshema yirotim laholich shara peiros Yerushalayim. Well, they wanted to take some of the fruit to Yerushalayim. They wanted to do that mitzvah, not just take the money. They wanted to take some fruit. L'fichach lo hayirotim l'chala l'akob v'asachas. They didn't want to do it at once. Inami, or maybe it could work, but there'll always be stuff that grows afterwards. Let's say they'll make that declaration in one day, but then a week later, when the Ganam is still taking, it won't help them anyway. So that's why the owners didn't want to do this. Says Tosfos then, V'yim Tomar, Kikar HaKolam Eslaki. So what about in the Gemara? In the Gemara, they say it in the morning. So, halo hayamol mashagod alacharkach. So, don't you have that problem when they do it in the morning, when the Gemara is maskana? Is that the snuin our future? Yeshlomar to be called makom. Masha hayacholon latakin hayamasakanin. Number one, daya is, look, it's the best they could do. If they do it all at once, then a lot is going to grow afterwards. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's got to be in your Rishus, this is the best they could do. Number one, or the ode, more fundamentally, you know why it's not a problem doing it every day? Shema hayabatel barov. What grows afterwards would be batel. You've basically been machal the whole field. You have a little bit of Maisha Sheni, it's batel. Wow. They can be bittel bimachubar. And then Tosfos has another key line. V'yaf agav, t'davar sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'elef lo batel. Even though we know the rule is, by a davar sheyesh lo matirin, something that you could make mutter in another way, bittel doesn't help. And here you can be mevatel. Here you can get rid of the isser by being mechalel. So why should you be able to rely on bittel? Says Tosfos, become makom midiraisa batel. That's a din derabanan. All the dvarim she'enim is batlim are derabanan, including davar she'esh lo matirin. So that's why Tosfos says, look, it's the best you could do, and maybe it's even better than just the best you could do. It's batel, because it's such a small amount, percentage, after it grows. And that sugya, as we know, is a very large sugya. Davar she'esh lo matirin not being batel is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. What is the svara? Why a davar she'esh lo matirin on a derabanan level is not batel? Either Rashi says the pashas, you might as well wait. Rashi always says, you might as well do it in the other way. Why should you rely on bittel? You have another easier way to getting rid of the isser. That's Rashi in beginning of Beitza. But the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Nun Beis, has a much more fundamental pshat. No, bittel only takes place when there is a clash between two different items. Two like items could coexist with each other, and therefore there's no bittel by two like items. And he gives the mashal of min b'mino lo batel according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you have two like items, so isser and heter, that's a clash. And that's what is bittel. But by a davar she'esh lo matirin, even if it's usser now, because it has the potential for heter, it is not totally categorized as an isser, and that's why bittel doesn't take place. There's not enough of a clash there for there to be bittel, and that's why there's no bittel. Machlokas Rashi the Ran, many different nafkaminas between them, but not for now. We need to continue. Says the Gemara. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really reinterpret the tznuin to hold that the tznuin are talking about future, not past? But Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tzu and Rabbi Dosa say the same thing. Rabbi Dosa Nilkat Kamar, and Rabbi Dosa is talking about past, not future. Rabbi Dosa talks about when something is already not in my Rishus. Where's Rabbi Dosa? Titania, the Brisa says. The Brisa talking about Leket. Leket, we know, is the Matnis Aniyim. If I drop two stalks, that goes to the Aniyim. Three stalks does not go to the Aniyim. So, not every ani knows that halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachris Balabayis Omeid, Va'omer, in the morning the Balabayis can stand and say, Kol she'yalak to aniyim hayom yehe hefker. Anything that the aniyim are going to collect today is hefker. Why do he want to do this? Not only so it's not gezel in the hands of the aniyim, but the aniyim would then be chayiv in shumas and maisris if it's gezel. Not just gezel. Therefore, he makes it hefker in the morning. Rebbe Dosa Omer, Li'itose Erev Omer. No, after it was collected that night, he says it. Kol Sheliktu Aniyim Yehe Hefker. Everything that was collected by the Aniyim today should be hefker. That's Rebbe Dosa. He's going on the past once it's already not in the Rishus. And Rebbe Yochanan says that the Tznuin and Rebbe Dosa are based on the same Svara. So, how could we reinterpret the Tznuin? Then how would they wouldn't be like Rebbe Dosa? Kasha. Gemara answers, Eifach, to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa, to Rabbi Yehuda. Switch, you're right, in this Brisa, really, Rabbi Dosa is the one that says you do it in the morning, and not Rabbi Yehuda, flip it. Says the Gemara, Amaya Fakta Masnisa, why do you switch the Brisa Shittis, Afchei, to Rabbi Yochanan? Why don't you switch Rabbi Yochanan's statement? The Ema, and maybe what he meant to say was, Snuin, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad. Maybe switch the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and not to switch the Brisa. So Gemara says, no, you're going to have to switch the Brisa and not Rabbi Yochanan because of a different Brisa. Amri lo sagya de lo mishafich es masnisa. You have to switch the Mishnah, the Brisa. Because if you don't, you'll have a different problem with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But just before we turn over, there's an important ksos. We should have mentioned this earlier. Maybe we did, I don't remember. But there's an important ksos in Simen Chavhei. The ksos points out, interesting, in this case, the Aniyim are b'shogeg. pashtus. It's a geneva b'shogeg. Because as Rashi explains here, it's not that they're stealing, they're taking more than they on purpose. What does Rashi say here on Rabbi Dosa? Le'inin leket kitzir kamairi. Dekaim alon, shnei shibalam leket, shalosh eno leket. Ve'ein kol ha'aniyim b'kiyin ba'alacha. They learn not b'kiyin. Le'ficha tzara balabais la'afkir. That's why the balabais has to be mafkir, because they're not b'kiyin in the halacha. Says the Ksos, they're not b'kiyin. What if I would go to them and take it back? Would they be ready to give it back? Pashas, yes. They would be ready to give it back. They didn't know. So is that called Bershusi? Sounds like from the Gemara that it's still not Bershusi. Even if I know that if I would bring them to court, so then they would give it back to me. But it's still not Bershusi. That's one point that Ksos makes, right? Related to what we said before. A little less than the Baal HaMor's discussion. The Baal HaMor's discussion and the Ramban are about if he already says, I'm going to give it back to you. This is less than that. This is, I just know that if I mention it to him, that he's going to give it back. So that's the Ksos in Simen Shinun Dalet. But then the Ksos just has an important comment in Simen Chafhei, where the Ksos says, the principle of Adam Muad La'olam, and a person's chayef for that, with all of the ramifications of that halacha, is only by mazik. By mazik, we could say Adam Muad La'olam. But we don't say that by geneva. Geneva b'shogeg is not like mazik b'shogeg. Im Kain, Sarech Lomar, says the Ksos. It has to do with Pasal Eidus. Tzarech lomar, af al gav da adam ur la'olam, bein shogeg bein mezid, haynu dafka b'mazik, av al b'gzela, kivan de guf ha-chefetz lo hizik, ela ha-higbiya, v'nosto la'acher, v'haya shogeg bo, de sabr shu shal acher, lo mechayiv al ha-shogeg. He's not chayiv for shogeg. And then he says, v'nira gam ke min ha-svara, to lo yischayiv shogeg ke mezid, ala dafka gam bein mazik, mishun dechsiv petza takas patza, teichi de gali gali, v'yem kein hacha gabi dayan, he's talking about a dayan who did something inappropriately, kivan de kesavar ha-dayan, shal chaverohu, Vitabo Havali Shogig Vainbo Khumris Mazik Ta Nasan Mamon the Khavero Ubishas Baisavi Epshalomadar Ainbaltaras Gazlan Vain Lon Lakhaev Gabi Gazlan Shogig Kemesit Vitsarech Limud. That's an interesting ha'ara that he has, and he relates it to our case of a Geneva that was done Bishogig. Good. Let's continue. Again, there's an important Hali. There's so much that we could talk about by Hali Taylor Rush of Yamos. Just if you want to look at the Chashuk Yechemin, he has pages and pages here about Hali Taylor Rush of Yamos. I'll just mention the case. It's an unbelievable case. It's a case of, he says it took place in a medical school somewhere in America. He just heard about it, and the question is, what would the halacha be if a Jew was involved in that? There was a very nebuch student, everybody used to make fun of, everybody used to take advantage of, and Ad Kedei Kach got to the point where there was somebody who kept stealing this poor kid's lunch. Stealing his lunch every day. Somehow, his sandwich was stolen. So one day, in the middle of the class, there was a guy in the class that starts having convulsions and starts going crazy and he can't breathe. And all of a sudden, this miskain, this poor guy, goes over and says, "Ah, I see you've been the one that's been stealing my sandwich. I put poison into my sandwich today because I wanted to see who steals it. And here's the medicine. Here, you can live." He gives him the medicine, but he saves his life. And from then on, he all of a sudden becomes the most macho guy in the class, because he proved he was a chacham to figure out who stole his sandwich. The shaila is, what about doing that from a halachic perspective? Hali Taylor Rush of Yomos. He's stealing. Am I allowed to do that? Like the Mishnah says here, it's his fault. So, do you say that or not? Obviously, poison is an extreme case, but if you just do, use something to make him really sick. Either way, that's the poison in the sandwich case. That's the Chashuk Yechemin. Again, he has 10 pages relating to that case. Okay, we don't have time for that. Let's, though, continue. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that you have to switch the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Dosa, or else you'd have a problem. Meaning, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda is going on the past and not on the future. Why? Because of the following Braisa. To Bahamas Nisan Ktani, the Islay Rabbi Yehuda Breira, Rabbi Yehuda, if you wouldn't switch it, so then that would show that Rabbi Yehuda holds a breira. Breira meaning a later clarification. You could see the roots of that in the past. And that's what you would say if Rabbi Yehuda really holds that you make that declaration in the morning. But we see from the following that he does not hold a breira. Rishamina le Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma de lesle breira. Rabbi Yehuda generally does not hold a breira. Ditzna, or the Tanya, the Braisa says as follows. Again, breira comes up in 8 different places in Shas. This is one of them. And they always quote this case. Halokech yayin mebet akusim. Somebody has wine, and it's Erev Shabbos. And either he doesn't have a kli to pour it into, or he doesn't have time. Something, and he wants to enjoy this wine on Shabbos, and he can't be mafreshed on Shabbos, so this is a drabanan of tikkun. So what does he do? So, he says, Omer, shnei lukin shani asa lahafresh, harei hein truma. The 2 lukin that I'm gonna, that are in here, that I'm gonna be mafreshed, that will be truma, right? That's 2 out of 100, 150th. Asara Meiser Rishon, and 10 of what's left will be Meiser Rishon, Tas Meiser Sheni, and then another percentage will be Meiser Sheni. Umechal v'sho semiyad. Mechal either means to be mechalal it, or just chug it and drink it down. Divrei b'meir. B'meir says, you're allowed to do that. Meaning, yesh breira. I could say, whatever is going to be left in this cup, that'll be the Truman, the Meiser, and the Meiser Sheni. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Osrin. And Reb Yehuda, amongst others, asers. Why? Pashas, because of ein breira. You can't use a later clarification to see the roots of that in the past, to say that it was always like this. So you see from this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira. So that is why, in the earlier brisa, we also have to switch it. We have to switch the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa, instead of switching Rabbi Yochanan's statement, to be able to fit Rabbi Yehuda in. Fine. Says the Gemara, Amri, sof, am I ka'aftas lala masisan, mikushim de kasha de Yehuda de Yehuda. Ultimately, so why'd you switch? Because you would have had a problem with Rabbi Yehuda, but now you have another problem. Hashtanami kasha de Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan. But now you still have a problem amongst the Amorayim. Even if Rabbi Yehuda's not a problem, the Amrit l'Rabbi Yochanan, lo tema kol anilkat, ela eva kol hamislakeit, because what, you switch Rabbi Yochanan and said that he's going on the future? It's not called a nilkat. He doesn't say it at night. He says it in the morning. Kol mislakeit alma isle breira. Rabbi Yochanan holds a breira because following Rabbi Dosa v'har Rabbi Yochanan lesle breira. Rabbi Yochanan himself does not hold a breira. To amar of asi amar Rabbi Yochanan ha'achin shechilku, the case of brothers who split up property. We know by Yovel all properties that were bought go back to their original owners. Does that apply to Yerusha also? Or do we say, no, Yerusha, whatever each child gets, he was supposed to get that directly from the father. Rabbi Yochanan says, unbelievable, ha'achen shechilku l'kucho, saying they're treated like buyers, u'machzirin zelazeh b'yovel. Every pot of Yerusha will have to be resplit. Why? Because you don't say this is how it was always meant to be. So you see Rabbi Yochanan here does not hold a breira. So how can we say before we're putting Rabbi Yochanan into the world of breira? So we're back to the original question: what is Rabbi Yochanan's din? We have brises, we have statements. So the Gemara is going to go back and say, okay, fine. Ela olam kol anilkat. Go back, Rabbi Yochanan. The tsnuin say kol anilkat, and Rabbi Dosa says kol anilkat. You don't have to switch anything from before. I, Rabbi Yochanan, holds like Stam Mishnah. For Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Achrina Ashkach. There's a different Stam Mishnah, and that's what he holds up. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, in the beginning of our perek, that's why this is all here, in Agone Vachra Ganav Mishanta Shlomei Kefel, the Ganav, the second Ganav, doesn't pay Kefel if he steals it from the house of the first Ganav. Amai, why is that? Bishlam ala Ganav Rishon L'Mishalim, he doesn't pay to the first Ganav, like Rashi quoted this on the Mishnah, why? Bekuna Bibeis Ha'ish, V'lom Bibeis Ha'Ganav. Kefel is only if you steal it from the Bailam, not if you steal it from a different Ganav. So you're not going to pay Kefel to the first Ganav. Ela the Bailam Nishalem. But why don't you pay Kefel to the original owner? Meaning what? The Tosas read here as an amazing line. There should be 2 Kefels. The Ganav Rishon should pay a Kefel, and the Ganav Sheni should pay a Kefel. Right? The owner should win. Language of the Tosas read in this Havamina is, just find the Lashon, says the Tosfos Rid, V'im Eidei Ganav Rishon Kodem La'Eidei Ganav Sheni, if the Ganav Rishon was already caused to pay Kefal first, Yishalmu Shneim L'Vailim, Shnei Kfeilim, Ganav Rishon V'Bnei Gnei Vaso, V'Ganav Sheni V'Bnei Gnei Vaso, T'Yav Agav D'Lokoi, Bershus V'Vailim, Kol Hecha T'Koi, D'Dei Avi, V'Avli Ki'ilu, Hechzero Ganav Rishon L'Bailam. Once the Ganav Rishon was mechuyev to pay, so it's as if it was already back to the Bailam's Rishus, and the Ganav Ganav Sheni based Bailam. And if the ayah talks about the opposite order, but there's a possibility to pay two kefils here. So why isn't that true? Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Back to the Gemara, Elav Shema Mina, Zelafi Shena Solova, Zelafi Shena Bershuso. It must be because it's not really in the Bailan's Rishus, even after the Gan of Rishon has to pay, and that's why he's not in control. Just like he's not going to get kefil, so too he can't be Makdashit. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's other stoma that he found. Why does he think this stoma has more hachra'a ability? Because he thinks there's the pasuk that supports this stoma, the Mishnah. So this stoma is also supported by a pasuk, and that's his difference. Period. We know Breira is a huge topic. There are many chilukim in the world of Breira. The Gemara gives some chilukim in Maseches Gittin. Is it Tali Badas Asma? Is it Tali Badas Acherim? The most common psak, the Gemara and the Rambam seems to pass it this way. The Rambam Menuchas Trumos and Menuchas Meiser is Machalik between Da'oraisas and Da'rabanans. Bid Da'oraisa, we generally hold Ein Breira. And b'drabanan yesh breira. Again, there are many stiras in Amorayim, in Rishonim, so there are many chilukim that can be made in the world of breira. But the Rambam's chiluk is daraisa drabanan. And the way the Ron explains that Rambam and that psak is that when it comes to daraisa, we generally say savik daraisa lechumra. And generally saying ein breira is lechumra. Yesh breira is usually lekula, and therefore by drabanans we say yesh breira. But the Ron does say though, if it would work out that saying Ein Breira would be a Kula, then that's what we would say by Durabanans. And if saying Yesh Breira would be a Chumra, that's what we say would say by Daraisis. It's not a magical Daraisa Durabanan. It's L'Chumra and L'Kula. And the Amshal Shlomo is not happy about that, Ron. The Amshal Shlomo, in his long Arichus, in Maseches Gittin, where he talks about, you know, Breira is the biggest topic in all of Shas, and he has a lot to say about it, so he says, no, it's a chiluk daraisa derabanan, period. Not based on suffik. And therefore, even if it turns out to be a kula, you're still going to say ein breira by daraisas, and the opposite by opposite by derabanans. Okay, that's breira, big topic, but we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya. Now we have three statements about Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abaya. Had Rabbi Yochanan not put the tsnuin and Rabbi Dosa together, I might have said that they don't agree to each other fully. Hava amina tsnuin islud Rabbi Dosa. I would have said that tsnuin by the ganavim agreed to Rabbi Dosa by the aniyim. Rabbi Dosa less late tsnuin, but Rabbi Dosa might not agree to the tsnuin. Why? Tsnuin islud Rabbi Dosa. The tsnuin would agree to Rabbi Dosa. Why? Uma beganav of the rabbanan takanta. If by a ganav the rabbanan helped him out, aniyim tzricha lemeimar. Then for sure aniyim, they would have definitely helped out. As we said before, they're only b'shogeg. Rabbi Dosa less late the tsnuin, but it could be Rabbi Dosa would not agree to the tsnuin. Aniyim uda of the rabbanan takanta. Avol ganav lo of the rabbanan takanta. But a ganav left the halitayla rasha. Maybe they only helped out aniyim and not a ganav. Number one. Amar Rava, statement number two, about Rabbi Yochanan, he loved Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tznu and Rabbi Dosa, Amar Dover Echad. If Rabbi Yochanan hadn't put them together, Hava Amina, Mantan et Tznu and Rabbi Meir he. I would have said that Tznu and are limited to Rabbi Meir Shita. Why? What does Rabbi Meir hold? Lav Amar Rabbi Meir, Meiser Mama Gavoahu. Doesn't Rabbi Meir say that Meiser Shady is considered Mama Gavoah with a lot of ramifications, like for marriage, via Filu Hachi, Rabbi Meir has such a high view of Meiser Sheni. It's Mamon Gavoa, and yet there's a concept of Chilul, because that's a pasuk in the Torah. Dichsiv im yal gol yigat lishvi ma'asro chamishi so Yosef alav kai rachmana ma'asro mosef chomesh. We know the Bailim, when the Bailim are redeemed their own Meiser Sheni, they're mosef chomesh. So Rabbi Meir says, even though it's not yours, it's considered yours. Karam Ravai Nami Gamar Kodesh Kodesh be Meiser, and Karam Ravai would be compared to that. Ksiv Hacha Kodesh Ilulim, Fiksiv Gabi Meiser, Vichal Meiser Ares, Bizar Ares, Bipriya Ha'eitz Lashem, Hu Kodesh, Ma Kodesh, Fiksiv Gabi Meiser, Alba Gavdamama Gavoahu, Linya Padilla Ukre Rachman Ebershu, say, just like by Hektish, I'm sorry, by Meiser Shani, which is Mama Gavoa, even though it's Mama Gavoa, you can still redeem it. Afhai, so too by Karam Ravai, Kodesh Nami, Dechsiv Gabi Karam Ravai, Avagav Dela Mamo Diteyu, even though it's not fully yours, Lenina Chule, Ukmei Rachman Ebershusei. The Rabbanim were still moking it into your Rishus. Tahaki Isa Bershus Nami Halavdi Dehu. And really, even when it's in your Rishus, it's not in your Rishus, and yet you still have the power to be Mechalel, V'hamati Machel, Mishum Dehachi, Mati Machel, you still have that Chiddush. This is all one big sentence that Rava says about Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have connected Rabbi Dosa to the Tzun, I would have said the whole Tzun is limited to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that has the Chiddush of, oh, it's Mama Gavoa, and yet you have power. So too the Tzun would say that. Aval Gabi Leket, but by Leket, which has nothing to do with Maaser Sheni, or Ravai, Kiva de Mamona Didei, if that's just regular money. So Ki Isa Bershus Sehu de Mati Mafgirle, when it's in your Rishus, you give me Mafgirit, Ki Lesi Bershus Ilo Mati Mafgirle. This isn't a Chiddush about doing things out of your Rishus. The Torah is already Mechadish by Maaser Sheni, that you have power even though it's not in your Rishus. That's what the Tznuin are based on. But not in general, so you wouldn't apply that by Aniim. So again, number one statement was, if the Rabbanan wouldn't be Misakein, possibly by a ganav, only by an ani. And here, it's that they wouldn't be able to be misaki by an ani, even though they said it works by a ganav. By Maaser Sheni. Number two, opposite directions. And finally, number three, Amar Avina, Ilav to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Suin Berbidosa, Amar Davar Echad. If they wouldn't have said that, Hava Amina, if he wouldn't have said that, Hava mina matanet tsnuin Rabbi Dosi. I would have thought Rabbi Dosa is the shita of the tsnuin. Ki echid lo tikshi stam mishta Rabbi Yochanan. I would have linked them, not said they're parallel, but that they are the same shita. For Rabbi Yochanan ki stam yichida lo amar. And then I would have said that that's not a stam mishnah because that's Rabbi Dosa. But he didn't say that, and therefore we have to come up with the other answers as we gave. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more as we see, but that's Merubah. Merubah is jam-packed, and we do what we can. Okay, we'll stop here.